Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does a school resource officer do? Let's go in depth with school resource officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department and the Knoxville Public Schools.
All right, guys, listen up, guys. Ready? All right, today we are coming here so we can talk about some safety things. Our main emphasis today is going to be gun safety, okay? I brought a friend with me. Does anybody know who this is?
Officer Roland.
Three of you guys know who he is?
We had a fight
because
of police
last
year.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
We all know you. Everyone knows you.
Yep.
I don't.
So this is Officer Chris Roland. What he does for our police department is a really important job. He deals with our firearm safety. Firearms are our guns. So when we go out and we have to practice with our guns and shooting, he makes sure that we're all staying safe. So that's why I wanted him to come along so he can help out, because he knows a lot about safety and has a lot of great ideas. I've been learning a lot more today that he's really good with kids. So make sure you guys listen to him too, okay? Just let you listen to me. All right? So, like I said, we're going to be talking about safety, okay? And not just gun safety, but safety as a whole. You know, there's all kinds of things you guys have to be safe about, right? So safety is taking actions to avoid getting hurt, finding a safe place to be, finding a safe person to report it to or be around. Some of the safe places that you guys might think of is the police department, a school building, hospital, fire department, and same with the house where your parents are.
So Officer Keller, what were you teaching the kids today? Eddie Eagle, is that right?
Eddie Eagle, yep, it's about gun safety.
Okay, why are you teaching kids about gun safety?
Well, you know, there's guns everywhere. You know, whether parents have guns at home or their relatives have guns, they go to a friend's house and there's guns. Guns are everywhere in our society. So we feel that it's important to teach kids about the right things to do if they find a gun or if they're ever around a gun. The big emphasis is not touching the gun and just leaving it right where it's at and moving away from the gun and telling an adult.
Well, there's like, I'm guessing, maybe 10,000 or more guns in the county?
That could be a good guess. There's so many people, you know, living in a rural community that we do that hunt and just use it for recreational use. They like to go out and shoot or trap shooting.
Okay, and that's something that, I don't know, it's not what we normally think of about school safety. We think of safety walking to and from school. We think of stranger danger and stuff like that. Or at least I did. I never thought about gun safety. But I guess that's your job, is to think about these challenges in society that kids face and prepare them for any of them.
Yep, and you know, there are so many things that kids do need to be prepared for. You know, before they get on their own and away from adult supervision all the time, you know, there's a lot of decisions they're going to have to make to be safe. And to have that knowledge and understand it at young ages, I think, is important, because you never know when they're going to come across a situation, you know, for example, with a gun. If they don't have the proper knowledge or some information to do what they need to do, you know, to tell an adult, just leave it alone, not pick it up and bring it to an adult, just leave it right where it's at. Just those simple things that I think we as adults understand, but maybe sometimes young kids don't completely think about.
And I guess I'm naive. I guess I thought that the parents would be teaching that, but if you don't have guns in your household but your neighbor does, then your kids don't know if they've never been exposed. So somebody has to take on that responsibility.
Yes, I agree. And Officer Roland and I were talking. Officer Roland is helping me teach today. And we're talking that a lot of parents probably do go over some kind of a gun safety or safety topics and discussions at home with their children. However, we do believe that there's several that don't. And I think this is just kind of a catch-all. We do it for everybody and they get it. Even if they've heard this stuff before, I think it just kind of helps ingrain that in them to think about next time if they should find a gun.
Well, and this is just a small part of your job as school resource officer. What else? What else do you do?
Well, I do several things. A lot of times I'm dealing with conflict management and resolution between kids, whether they've been fighting in school or out of school or dealing with constant issues that's going on between them. You know, we do have a lot of harassment and bullying going on sometimes where I get involved to try to help out with situations if it's beyond the school administration just handling it. Sometimes the parents will contact me or a student will come up to me personally and ask for help with the situation. There are several things where I'm checking on kids at home. If a kid's having trouble making it to school, or they have missed several days, or maybe they're absent for just one day and the teachers are concerned that this might be a recurring thing, they'll have me go home and do a home check, a welfare check, just to make sure the kid's okay. And a lot of times the kid just ends up being sick and maybe mom or dad couldn't make the phone call.
Well, and we know that there are times that the kids are in danger at home. I mean, we've had a number of, you know, tragedies lately that we need to be aware of. And I guess I'm thinking, what's different from just, I guess the school administration is probably good at bullying. Why bring you in sometimes?
I think with things are changing so much, you know, especially the outside of school stuff with social media and stuff that kids are able to do outside of school. And that just kind of brings me in because in reality, the school administration, they don't have any control of what's going on outside of the school. If things are going on between two students outside of school, they really have no say. They can help and kind of resolve the situation maybe if they could, but in the end, they have no power to try to persuade somebody or even provide punishments for a child if one is harassing or bullying another. And if that stuff's going on out of school, that's a very good reason why I get involved.
Well, and sometimes there's problems with the kids, I don't know, but I guess I'll just say it, being abused at home.
Yes, definitely. You know, a lot of these kids, sometimes teachers, staff, police officers, we don't know what's going on at home with these kids. You know, sometimes we hear about it in the wrong way just by getting called there, and it's too late by then. Some kids, it's good that when I get to go do these home visits, I get to kind of see what life is like at home for them sometimes. Kind of helps just build that broader picture of what they're going through.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Knoxville School Resource Officer Kyle Keller. Well, I understand your position is half paid for by the city and half by the school. And so do you spend about half your time in the schools?
Actually, probably about 75% of my time in the schools. I do try to help out if there's something major going on with the patrol officers out on the street. If they need assistance, I'll go help. And then a portion of my time is spent at the police department, either catching up on reports or doing some other activities and things that I'm required to do at the police department.
But why have you dedicated to the schools? Why not just call in whatever officers on duty when they're needed?
Yep, and that's been something that has been brought up a few times. And I think the big answer is the consistency and the relationships that I build with kids. They all know who I am. If we have a troubled kid, let's say Monday, we have a troubled kid and I show up. And then Tuesday, that same troubled kid is having some problems. He needs somebody to talk to, or a teacher's asking for assistance, and they call for a police officer, and another officer shows up that kid doesn't know. And then Wednesday comes around, same scenario. And then a third different officer that kid doesn't know. That third officer doesn't know what happened Monday, doesn't know what happened Tuesday. We just lose that information and that rapport that we built with the kid and knowing what's going on in their life, you know, either at home or in school. I have built those relationships with so many kids, especially the ones that are having trouble or they're struggling in school or out of school that I get to talk to on a regular basis. I know all of the information that's already going on, as opposed to another police officer. If they came in, they wouldn't know all the background. I'm sure they would be able to handle it just fine, but they don't know all the background and all the times that I've talked with the child and what's worked and what hasn't.
Well, I'm sure they would handle it to the best of their ability, but without knowing the context of the kid, it might not be just fine. It'll work out eventually, but maybe not in the best immediate interest of the kid.
That's right, and it could just be a temporary fix, you know, not knowing the whole circumstance, or maybe other people that they can contact that I've gotten to know while doing this job.
And how long have you been doing it?
Since December of 2014.
So you're getting a longitudinal kind of thing on the kids too, is so that you've known them long enough. You've known them long enough that you can notice a change.
Definitely.
And so then that somebody else might not pick up.
Definitely. For example, today we're teaching Eddie Eagle to the fourth grade classes. And when I first started as SRO, these fourth graders were first graders. And so I know so many of them just from first grade when I first started and going into all the first grade classrooms and getting to know each and every one of them a little bit at a time. So I've been able to build those relationships and that trust with them throughout these last few years.
I've been watching for a while, and I've talked with you before. I've seen you wandering the halls before. Do you have to account for what you're doing? A question was brought up recently about you logging everything that you do with respect to reporting, and I understand that some of that's important, but I don't know how you'd log all the stuff I've seen you do.
Right, and a lot of that you can't. The relationships that I build with kids and the hours that I spend talking with a kid in any given day. There's many times I've been at the high school talking with one or two kids for several hours about issues that are going on at home or personal problems or even questions or interests that they have. With the patrol job, when people call into dispatch, there's call for services that are generated. So that's kind of some information, some data that can be collected. When on patrol, officers make traffic stops, they make arrests, they produce case numbers on incidents. Those things can be measured and accounted for. Up until recently, what we've been doing for the SRO program is the same as any patrol officer does in Knoxville. We create a daily log sheet. Every time we do something, we write it down on a piece of paper. So my visits to the schools, I write down. Anything related with investigations or traffic stops outside of school, I always write down. But with some stuff that has been brought up, we have started kind of keeping a little bit more data, referencing different things such as student mentoring. Anytime that I'm talking to a student for a good amount of time about an issue or a problem, or maybe sometimes they have questions. Teacher assist, sometimes teachers call me if they have a student that is just having some more difficulty problems, you know, whether at home or in the classroom, that they just need extra assistance with. Usually administrator will get involved as well and call me on those to help out. Other things would include investigations in schools, working events like football games, the prom, the homecoming dance.
Okay, because a lot of the things that you do can't really be, I don't know, written down. If you want to get, you'd be too busy doing that, because I've seen you have maybe 15 individual interactions ranging from anything from a minutes long conversation to, as we're standing here in the hallway, waves and smiles and
stuff.
And, you know, group presentations. It's just, there's some very subtle ways of interacting to reinforce positive interaction and behavior with kids.
Definitely. You know, just the eye contact that I make with kids a lot and smile at them. And then when I know that they see me, they usually smile back. And it's just great that we have those relationships built. Sometimes I go for a few weeks maybe without seeing some of the classes, but they don't forget me. They always wave and say hi if they see me, you know, until the next time I can get in their classroom and maybe have a little bit more time to talk with them a little bit more one-on-one.
Right, because you're going across all of the schools.
Right. Yep. At every school, the North Star, West, middle school, and the high school. And several students to kind of get to know and have them get to know me.
That's a lot. The hundreds, right?
Yep, hundreds.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Knoxville School Resource Officer Kyle Keller. Why does Knoxville need a school resource officer? I mean, bottom line, does it? I mean, a lot of other schools don't have them.
Yep. I think the big thing that I see is the relationships. These kids, some of these kids, they're going to be community members. in Knoxville someday. Some will move on and go other places, but some will be here. And the relationships that we build now between the police department and community members are huge. I have seen several officers that have worked in the schools and been involved in the communities that were older and were the most trusted. People are not afraid to go up to officers that they see. It's a nice positive thing to have a school or have an officer working in the schools, so people see that face, they know that officer, and I feel as though since we've started the SRO program, kids are more, I don't know, maybe more prone to walk up to a police officer and say hi, and not know that we're not mean, we're not scary. We want to talk to them. I encourage kids to come up to officers and hug them, give them high fives, just say hi whenever they see them.
Well, and I'm thinking that if you do a good job, the kids will admire and respect you and appreciate your thoughts on things. And as they go through life, they'll think about or maybe be peer pressured into doing something that isn't in their best interest. And hopefully maybe they'll think, what would Officer Keller say now?
I agree with that. Yeah, I hope that's what they would think. You know, after all the positive interactions I've had with them, I hope when they are faced with a bad decision that they will think about the right thing to do and make that good decision.
And those are good decisions that hopefully parents have helped instill, hopefully the broader community has helped instill, but because of the relationship with you, they may well recognize the more clearly the implications for law enforcement, and also that maybe they wouldn't want to have, there's something to be said about not wanting to have to tell somebody that you have known for a long time and admire that you made a bad choice.
Yep, definitely.
So defer them.
Definitely. I hope that would work. You know, even if that worked just for a few of them, I think we're doing a really good thing.
Thanks to Officer Kyle Keller for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.